Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see, connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And thank you for joining us for our second day with this lesson called Snake Bites. Now, I don't really like getting too close to snakes, but yesterday we did learn about a couple of snakes, and these have venom. One is the king cobra, another is the inland taipan. Today we're going to be learning about one called the Russell's viper. But why all these different names? Cobra, taipan, viper? Carolyn, do you know anything about these names?
Well, there are some differences. In English, we like to classify things and have specific names for different types of animals, different types of plants, and these names help us to tell the difference between them. Cobras usually have a hood or extra skin around their neck that expands when they become threatened or scared, and they are poisonous. Taipans live in Australia, and their name comes from an Aboriginal word that sounds like taipan. And the viper that we're learning about today is very scary and very unique. Their fangs are hinged so they can move up and down, and it allows them to bite many times very quickly.
Well, that does sound scary. Okay, that's about the Russell's viper, which we're about to learn about. So please open up your magazine if you haven't already done so, and let's get started with the first reading of the day.
Snake Bites. Russell's viper. This snake lives throughout Asia, including India, southern China, and on the island of Taiwan. It prefers grassy fields, but can be found in forests and urban areas. It bites more people and causes more deaths than any other poisonous snake. What to do? Snakes may be terrifying, but most are more afraid of you than you are of them. So if you see a snake, stand back and let it slither away.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. Asia is home to some of the world's deadliest snakes. In today's article, we'll learn some very important tips on what to do if you encounter one of them. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Urban. Urban is an adjective. Life in an urban environment is very different from life in a small town. Terrify. Terrify is a verb. Debbie's car accident was a terrifying experience for her. Conceal. Conceal is a verb. The leopard leapt from the tree where it had been concealed. Constrict. Constrict is a verb. Anna's tight pants constricted her breathing. Your more information words are slither. Slither is a verb. Antivenin. Antivenin is a noun. Let's get started.
We are talking about snake bites and how we need to watch out for poisonous snakes. Yesterday we talked about two words, poisonous and venom, and I think that Steve and Ken have some more information they'd like to share with us on those two words.
Is an animal poisonous or venomous? Using these two adjectives interchangeably is, strictly speaking, incorrect.
So, what's the difference? First, we must look at how the animal's toxin is transferred.
Right. Venomous creatures transfer their toxin actively. That is, they intentionally deliver it, usually through fangs or a stinger. This means all the snakes in our lesson are venomous, not poisonous.
Because poisonous creatures will only transfer their toxins passively, like when they are ingested or touched. An example of this is the poison dart frog. If some larger animal eats it or even touches it, the poison on the frog's skin will get into the animal's system and kill it.
Which leads us to the second distinction between poisonous and venomous, and that is, how does the creature use its toxin? Poisonous creatures, like the dart frog, use their toxin for defensive purposes, whereas venomous creatures use their toxin for offensive purposes.
In other words, a poisonous creature's toxin serves as protection against predators, whereas a venomous creature uses its toxin to kill its prey.
Correct. So, the blowfish, poisonous or venomous?
Poisonous.
And the scorpion?
Venomous.
You got it.
这课讲的是毒蛇。昨天我们学了 poisonous, 有毒的跟 venom, 毒液这两个生词。Venom 的形容词是 venomous, 也是指有毒的。但是 venom 跟 poison 有一个很大的差异。Poison 的定义比较广，它除了指有毒的物质，也可以指任何经由皮肤吸收、吞食或呼吸吸入人体的这个伤害性的物质。例如，有毒的常春藤会引起皮肤的过敏，有毒的青蛙会杀死吞下它们的动物。像这样的植物和动物，我们都称之为 poisonous。Venom 是一种有毒的液体，从一个动物注入另一个动物的身上，像蛇、蜘蛛或蜜蜂。因此呢，当一只蛇或蝎子经由咬或蜇伤而将毒液注入它的敌人，我们就要用 venomous。 这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thanks. Well, if those guys were too fast, you can read that information on page 23 in your magazine. Well, let's get started talking about this Russell's viper. This snake lives throughout Asia, including India, southern China, and on the island of Taiwan. Well, it lives in these different places, and you might want to watch out for the Russell's viper if you are in any of these places. Now, Carolyn, why do we say on the island of Taiwan instead of in the island of Taiwan?
Well, it is a little bit different because it's an island. It's surrounded by water, mm-hmm. so you are on it. You're not really in it. Other places we might say, well, I am in the United States.
Okay.
But because we specify Taiwan as an island, we say on.
Okay, interesting. Well, you can see this Russell's viper maybe on the island of Taiwan. And what else do we find out about it, Carolyn?
Well, this snake, it prefers grassy fields, but can be found in forests and urban areas. So, it likes grassy fields, but you can find it other places like urban areas. Let's look at that word from the word bank. What does an urban area mean, Gabe?
Well, when I think of the word urban, I think of a city. So, you're not in the countryside. You're in an urban area. Urban, maybe the opposite of this word is rural, R-U-R-A-L. That's kind of more to do with the countryside, not within the city. But you might be able to find the Russell's viper in urban areas. That's kind of scary to think about.
That is very scary, and we learn something that is also scary in the next sentence. It bites more people and causes more deaths than any other poisonous snake. So, this is a snake that you really want to watch out for if you live in an area that has this type of snake.
That's right. Well, what to do? What can you do? Snakes may be terrifying, but most are more afraid of you than you are of them. And I think that's true. That's something that many people try to remind you about snakes, is that they are more afraid of humans than you are of snakes. So, they may be terrifying, but remember that. Let's take a look at that word from our word bank. It is terrifying. If something is terrifying, it makes you afraid. It makes you frightened. Of course, you see it here as a verb. So you could terrify somebody, or snakes might terrify you.
That's right. And if something is terrifying, it is very scary. Maybe you think flying is terrifying. Many people are afraid of flying, but you do not need to be terrified of snakes because there are things you can do. What does the next sentence tell us, Gabe?
Well, so if you see a snake, stand back and let it slither away. We just learned that most snakes are more afraid of you than you are of them. If you see one, just stand back, let it slither away. And of course, slithering is the action that a snake does. If you talk about a snake and you want to use a verb, I think slither is the best one. It doesn't walk away, it doesn't have legs, it slithers away.
That's right. And it is important to stand back from the snake. You want to give it space because if a snake feels cornered or like it can't get out, it will try to attack or bite you. And if it is a venomous snake, that can be very, very bad and even fatal.
That could be fatal, bad. It could be terrifying. Well, I do want to talk about that keyword a little bit more because Carolyn used it as an adjective. Terrified. You might be terrified of something like heights. T-E-R-R-I-F-I-E-D. Well, what are you terrified of? What terrifies you? For some people, it might be earthquakes. Carolyn, is there anything that terrifies you or that you are afraid of?
Well, I am actually terrified of spiders.
Ooh.
I do not like spiders, and especially since some spiders are also venomous. I am very concerned about finding spiders in my apartment.
All right, so you might be terrified of some spiders. I think some people are terrified of cockroaches. Some people, if they see a cockroach, they faint. They don't know what to do. They are terrified. Well, you might see some of these things in urban areas, spiders, cockroaches, and sometimes even snakes. But always remember, these little creatures are more terrified of you than you are of them. Well, it's time for us to learn something else with Michelle in the Language Lab, and then we'll take a break.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。今天的第一个重点，我们看 terrify 这个动词。Terrify 是指使惊吓或使感到恐怖。例如 ，an outbreak of the highly contagious disease terrified the country。这个高度传染性的疾病的爆发震惊了整个国家。它的现在分词 terrifying 在课文中是当形容词，意思是指可怕的。例如 ，the terrifying experience of being bullied still lingers in Vince's mind。被霸凌的可怕经验还留在 Vince 的脑海中。继续我们看的是 slither 这个动词。slither 是指滑动或滑行，它是一个不及物动词，所以后面要加介系词才能加受词。例如 ，We saw a snake slithering across the path in front of us。我们看到一条蛇滑行越过我们前面的小径，或者是 We tripped and slithered down the bank。我们滑了一跤，然后滑到了河岸旁边。
Well, we've been learning more about snake bites today. And there's another snake we talked about that you should try to stay away from. This is the Russell's viper. Now, if you do see a Russell's viper, just stand back and let it slither away. But remember, this can be found in some urban areas, and it causes more deaths than any other snake in the world. Definitely a dangerous snake. Well, we're learning more about what to do if you see a snake. Let's do that right now in the second part of our reading for today.
Snake bites. Wear shoes or better yet boots when walking outside where snakes might be concealed. Never put your hand somewhere you cannot see. If a snake bites you, try to get back so it doesn't bite again. And try to identify it if you can, do so safely. Remove any jewelry that could constrict the bitten area. And avoid moving the affected limb to slow the venom spread. Most importantly, go to an emergency medical center immediately to get antivenin, a medicine that will stop the venom's effects. Even the most dangerous bites can be cured with quick medical treatment.
Well, that is very good to know. With quick medical treatment, you can recover from snake bites. Well, going back to the beginning of this section, wear shoes, or better yet, boots, when walking outside where snakes might be concealed. This sounds like some pretty good advice, Gabe.
Well, I think so too. Wear shoes, or there's an even better idea. Better yet, boots. Let's take a look at that phrase, better yet. So maybe you have a suggestion. You suggest one thing, and then you could say, actually, better yet, and then you suggest something else. What's one way you could use that phrase, Carolyn?
Well, you might say, oh, I have a great idea. Let's go to the movies.
Okay.
Wait, better yet, let's rent a movie and order pizza.
Oh, better yet, let's watch a movie, order pizza, and then play games.
That sounds great. Those are some better ideas. So when the first thing you say is a good idea, but you have a second idea that is even better, you can say, better yet, this other thing.
That's right. So, wear shoes. No, wait, better yet, boots. That will protect your feet even more. All right, let's look at that word from the word bank. It is concealed, or conceal. If you conceal something, that means you hide it. If something is concealed, that means it is hidden and you can't see it.
That's right. So maybe you like to conceal things so that other people can't find them.
That's a fun game.
Yes. Well, it's not quite like hide and seek, but maybe you have a lot of money. You just got paid. You want to conceal your money so that no one else will find it before you can take it to a bank, and then it will be a little bit more safe.
That's right. Well, what are some other things that you want to conceal? You don't want other people to see. You could talk about ideas as well, or maybe your emotions. Maybe you're really angry about something, but you're trying to keep cool, so you conceal your emotions. You conceal your anger.
Well, we have some more good advice about being in areas where snakes might be concealed. Never put your hand somewhere you cannot see. So, if you are walking through the woods and you see a hollow area or a hole, don't put your hand in it because there might be a snake inside.
That's true. Sometimes you do see little holes in the ground. You might be curious. But yeah, don't put your hand there, especially if you don't know what's inside. Let's continue. If a snake bites you, try to get back so it doesn't bite again. Well, that seems like pretty good advice. I might think about that myself. I mean, if I'm bitten once, I don't want to get bitten again. I would step back.
That's right. It is good advice, especially if you are bitten by a viper, because they can bite multiple times very quickly. You want to get as far away as possible, but don't run because you don't want the blood to flow too quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and you should try to identify it if you can do so safely. So, if you can see what kind of snake it is without getting too close so that you get bitten a second or third time, you should do so.
That's right, but do so safely. I think I would just try to run away as fast as I could, but I think this is good advice too. Maybe it's not a horrible snake. Maybe you got bitten, but it's not a venomous snake. Anyway, try to identify the snake. Right now, it's time for us to learn something new with Liz in the Grammar Gym.
Hi there, friends. Thanks for joining me here at the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. We see this sentence in today's article. Try to identify it if you can do so safely. That's our grammar tip sentence. Our focus today is on the phrase, do so. It's an expression that means do this. So what the writer is saying is, if you're ever bitten by a snake, try to identify the snake if you can do it safely. We normally use do so in formal situations to talk about an action that is already mentioned. Also, the subject needs to be the same. For example, let's say Julia's boss asked her to send out some letters and Julia has already done it. Then we can say, Julia's boss has asked her to send out the letters and she has already done so. Or let's say Thomas waited for a long time to quit his job and this is something that Thomas should have done sooner. So we can say, Thomas waited too long to quit his job. He should have done so sooner. And that's it for today. Keep practicing your English. Doing so will help you to become more confident with your English. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Thanks, Liz. Continuing talking about what to do if you are bitten, remove any jewelry that could constrict the bitten area. Now, constrict is a word from our word bank. If something constricts, then it squeezes or it prevents things from moving. Gabe, why is it important to remove something that could constrict the bitten area?
Well, you want to avoid moving the affected limb to slow the venom's spread. All right, so if you do have something constricting you, that's not good. You could use that word in other areas of life, too. You might feel constricted. If someone is not giving you freedom to do something, you feel constricted. But here, of course, we're talking about snake bites and constricted areas of your skin.
That's right. So we want to try to slow the venom spread, not allow it to move more quickly. So avoid moving the affected limb to slow the venom spread. That would be very helpful. And most importantly, go to an emergency medical center immediately to get antivenin, a medicine that will stop the venom's effects.
All right, because even the most dangerous bites can be cured with quick medical treatment. All right, something like antivenin that will help stop the effects of these snake bites. So this is good news. We learned about some good news yesterday. We have some good news now. A lot of snake bites can be cured with quick medical treatment. Well, we have more good news. It's time for us to learn something with Michelle in the language lab.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 conceal 这个动词。conceal 是指隐藏或遮住。例如 the girl put on very thick foundation to conceal her scar. 这个女孩擦了厚厚的粉底要遮住她的伤疤。conceal 也指掩饰或隐藏。例如 the secret agent concealed his true identity for years. 这个特务好几年来都隐藏自己真正的身份。最后我们看的是 constrict 这个动词。constrict 是指挤压或拉紧。例如 Mark doesn't like wearing any kind of tie because he hates the feeling of being constricted. Mark 不喜欢戴任何一种领带，因为他不喜欢受拘束的感觉。constrict 也指限制或约束。例如 even though Helen was constricted by her disabilities, her story impacted many people's lives. 虽然 Helen 受到残疾的限制，但是她的故事影响了许多人的生命。And now, back to our lesson.
The past 2 days we've learned a lot about snakes and how dangerous they can be if they have venom and can bite you. Well, we've talked about some of the things you could also do if you are bitten or if you see a snake. But how would you react if you saw a snake when you were walking outside? Gabe, what would you do if you saw a snake?
Well, I have seen snakes on many occasions, and usually I stop and appreciate them because they are quite beautiful creatures. Some of them were just resting there. Right on the road or on a ledge as I was walking through. I usually do like to appreciate snakes, but I don't get too close.
Well, it is a good idea to not get too close and just back away slowly so that they don't feel afraid and you don't get bitten. Well, we have lots more to learn here on Studio Classroom in our next lesson, and we will see you then.
See you next time.
Welcome to the episode of our exciting new drama, The Stranger. Set in Taiwan, our story begins as Sherry Harris visits her mother's old home. Join us as we listen to Sherry's exciting adventures in The Stranger.
Now I knew why he recognized my face at the airport. He asked me if I had been in Taiwan before, and I told him that I hadn't, but that my mother had. That's when he must have realized I was Debbie's daughter.
But I don't understand why you kidnapped me.
Let's just say that I'm giving back what I owe my brother and his son, Junfan.
Junfan? Wait a minute. Do you mean the guy I met today is Winston's son?
What? You met him today?
Well, I met A. Junfan at the Toastmaster's office. He also said that he recognized my face.
So, he knows about you, hmm? This changes everything. I was going to send you out of the country, but now it seems you know too much. And there's only one way to stop someone from talking.
No, no, maybe it was someone else I met.
Now you are lying. Tell me how much you know.
Ow, you're hurting me. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know anymore. No, no, please don't.
See this gun? It used to be a favorite of the American military when they were here in Taiwan. It's outdated, but I still like it. Listen, little girl, if you don't tell me everything, I'll do more than just slap your pretty little face.
Sherry knows too much, and Eunlai sounds like he'll do anything to keep her quiet. Will Jason and Junfan rescue Sherry in time? Find out in our next episode of The Stranger.